guys, welcome to Dungeons and Creeps. This is a podcast where my boyfriend Brody and I catalog and pick apart creepypasta characters and turn them into playable D&D characters. So
playable within reason, obviously.
Obviously, you shouldn't play any of these characters.
If no, I mean, because we do some of the stats.
Yeah.
And
we pretty much cover the entire character sheet, the main one. We don't go into spells and shit. But yeah, we don't. Yeah. And we're going to go over Tiki Toby this episode. So, Brody, what do you know about Tiki Toby?
Sounds like a douche name.
Is that all you have to add?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Well, Tiki Toby.
Wait, one more thing. Toby's a bitch name. That's all.
Apologies to anyone named Toby who watches our podcast.
Yeah. Apologies that you got stuck with such a shitty name. Anyway.
I'm sorry for Brody.
Just kidding. I love Toby. Toby's great.
Okay.
Tiki Toby, though.
Tiki Toby does suck. It's much better written than Clockwork, but that's not saying much.
TikTok.
So Tiki Toby is about a 17-year-old boy.
Nice. I can relate, sort of.
Previously, he had gotten in a car crash in which his older sister died. And that's his backstory.
Wow, that's a great backstory.
He was bullied in school to the point where he had to be homeschooled. He has Tourette's syndrome. And let me look it up.
Did you not know what Tourette's was?
No, I know what Tourette's is. It's the other one that I had to look up.
Can I describe Tourette's?
Congenital insensitivity to pain, which means he cannot feel pain.
That is not Tourette's.
That is not Tourette's. He has both of those.
Oh, okay. Can I explain what Tourette's is to the boys?
Yes.
And girls in between?
Please don't do it in an offensive way.
Typically, isn't it like some form of tic, whether it be vocal or physical?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But the stereotype of it, not the stereotype, but the common joke is like, I saw there's a shirt worn by someone with Tourette's, great guy, but it was like, oh, when do we want it? What, you know, who are we, people with Tourette's? What do we want to not have Tourette's? And when do we want it? Fuck.
That is kind of a common stereotype.
Oh, I got freaked out though.
What?
One time, because there's a lady with Tourette's, and I didn't know she had Tourette's. I talked to her afterwards. She's a great lady. But she was like, she was just swearing to herself, and I thought she was swearing at me. Like, I thought she was talking about me, and I was like, I was in the movie line. I got so, I was like, what the fuck did I do?
Oh, God.
And then I ran into her afterwards, and she's a friend of a friend. So I was like, oh, hey. And I was like, hey. So
that's good.
Story time over. Back to the good story.
So. Oh, tissue marks. Tiki Toby has Tourette's and CIP, I believe it's called. Anyway.
Where he can't feel pain?
Yeah, he can't feel pain.
That sounds like such a creepypasta disease, though.
Kind of, but in real life, it's actually really debilitating to the people who have it because they literally cannot tell if they're injured. They can't tell if they're sick. They can't tell if they need to have something checked out.
Also, is it they don't feel anything?
They just can't feel pain.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that'd suck. Because you want to know why?
Why?
Hand on stove.
Yeah, exactly. They wouldn't know. Yeah. So,
stubbing your toe would be great.
In Tiki Toby, they treat it as a strength of his. Because, you know, it's a creepypasta.
Haven't you seen Deadpool? The first Deadpool villain, his only ability, mind you, was apparently he can't feel pain, which, you know, somehow gave him super strength, and the ability to survive being stabbed through the chest and not bleed out.
Oh, no, that's an actual disease.
Well, no, I mean, I guess I could, here, okay, let me preach on why it could be a strength.
What?
Because you could punch somebody really hard and then not be like, ow, that hurt my hand.
Then you could be like, is my hand broken, or do I keep fighting?
Well, I mean, you keep fighting. I mean, in a creepypasta, I'm assuming the whole thing is like, oh, he's hurting himself, but it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Because we all minorly hurt ourselves on the day-to-day, and it's debilitating. Like, stubbing your toe, it hurts so bad, but let's be realistic here. Your toe is fine. So I guess it could be strength. I mean, in that range of like minor pain.
Yeah, but if it gets to the point like you are dying and you can't tell.
Right. No, that's I get a problem. That. That's not where it's a strength. It's a strength where it's like, oh, I punched somebody and normally it bruised my hands, maybe small fractures. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. But so Tiki Toby has these disorders.
He also has these powers.
Yeah, he also has a drunk, abusive father.
Wow.
Where have we seen that before, Brody?
I don't know. If you're referencing last week's episode, I deleted it from my mind space already.
Do you think this might be a reoccurring theme in some of these?
Let's find out. Tune in next week.
Oh, wait, we're not done yet. Okay, go.
Okay. So he has a drunk and abusive father who apparently didn't go see his sister when she was in the hospital. And so he resents him for being abusive and not seeing his sister dying. And nice. He goes to his room because he's homeschooled, so he doesn't have to leave the house, I guess. Mm-hmm. And he is in his room late at night trying to sleep, but he can't.
Right.
And he looks out his window, and there's ringing in his ears, and he sees a tall feature, or a tall figure, with no facial features.
Is this a Slenderman ripoff?
You'll find out.
Wait, is it actually Slenderman?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So,
I wish we had a face cam right now. You guys could see the disappointment.
So, Toby wakes up the next morning. He realizes that he is starting to get possessed. Like, he's starting to, like, not move his body at his will. Sometimes he'll just black out and his body will move of its own will. And, yeah, that happens. He starts to mutilate himself by chewing at his fingers to the point where his mom has to bandage them. He goes to a doctor, you know, as you do.
Nice.
He talks to the doctor, and then
the doctor said,
instead of being like clockwork, where he says, Toby is not here now. Oh, side note. I forgot to say this at the beginning, but I'll say it now. So the creator of Tiki Toby is kind of bad at having a famous creepypasta on the internet. He requested that people not ship Toby with anyone but Clockwork.
Hot.
No, that's great.
So when people started to ship Toby with their OCs, he's like, yo, that makes me uncomfortable. And people who have OCs are like, hey, you released your story on the internet. We can make fan fictions now. You're welcome.
How edgy of a writer do you have to be like, no shipping?
Oh, wait until next week's topic.
No, I'm like genuinely curious. Like, what's the mindset? Like, do you think someone's going to make money off of your ship? Or their ship?
Apparently he just wasn't comfortable with people shipping Toby with anyone.
That's a bullshit reason. Continuing.
So he's at the doctor. He starts to hear ringing in his ears. And you know what he sees, Toby?
What does Toby see?
Brody. Oh.
No, I mean, that works.
You have similar names.
No, I mean, it still would have worked. You want to know what he sees, comma, Toby? Or like, maybe it would have worked. You should just.
Whatever. It wouldn't have worked. But.
Debatable.
But no, Toby sees a tall figure with no facial features.
Wow.
And he goes home, goes to bed again. He wakes up to the sound of a girl running around his house. Yeah. And he gets up and he calls out mom, which is weird because he obviously described the voice of the girl as the voice of a little girl, but okay. And he walks out of his room and sees his sister walking towards him, but she looks dead, and she just kind of groans at him, and he screams, and he falls over, and all of a sudden, there are a bunch of children, all around the age of 10 or younger, standing there with no eyes and blood dripping down their face.
Nice.
And then there's Slender Man standing there, and he grabs Toby with his tentacles. You gonna make a joke about that, or?
Hentai, all right.
And
I was gonna do such a weak joke, but you pushed me to it, so.
And he gets tripped by Slender Man's tentacles and gets pulled into the children before he wakes up. The next morning, he
his eyes changed color.
No, he kills his dad in front of his mom.
How?
He just does. He
great story.
Yep, he's. I believe he stabs him to death. And Toby then runs out of the house, sets the neighborhood on fire, and
really that easily, huh?
Yep, and runs into the woods, and then he is never seen again.
Is this the end?
Almost. Okay. And then there's a news report, you know, one of those warning things, and it says that Toby is still out there because his hatchet, which was never mentioned before.
What?
Is found in the body of one of four kids who have been murdered. And now everyone assumes him to be a Slender Man proxy. There you go.
All right.
That's the end.
Okay, cool. I already have this done. All right. So, Toby is going to be a...
Excuse me as I take a drink.
Ooh, okay. Revenant?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is?
Not quite.
It's a vengeful spirit, kind of zombie. It's like a zombie that's main goal is like, hey, I'm going to kill people.
Okay.
Or, hey, I'm going to kill the people related to my death or some kind of thing.
Okay.
But obviously, like, we're going to tweak it lore-wise, as in he's just a revenant or even a zombie race if they have it, but they don't. They have a revenant race. Okay. So you got to... Lore-wise, this isn't going to stick up.
Okay.
But definitely, hands down, I'm thinking Eldritch Knight.
Okay.
Reason being, Eldritch Knights have a special bound weapon, right?
Uh-huh.
And a little bit of magic. And the magic, gonna be fire-based.
Okay.
Because there's no way he could have just fucking set a neighborhood on fire and just like, oh, I set the first town on, like, what do you use? Accelerate? Like, you know, that takes time to set up. You can't just, unless he pre-made them, which I doubt.
He didn't.
Exactly. So he must have fire magic. So... That's my build. Background would be Outlander, because, you know, lives in the woods now.
Okay.
Since revenants are zombies, mm-hmm. The no pain thing.
Right.
What were the symptoms of his Tourette's?
He, I believe he fiddled with his fingers. I know he cracked his neck.
Yeah, definitely.
He cracked his neck. That was one of his main tics.
Weird. Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't really know where else to go from the, like, pyromancer, spell, thinking fireball. Yeah,
you take it more in, like, a sorcerer route because of Slender Man. Like, yeah. Slender Man's the guy controlling him.
No, you mean Warlock.
Warlock, sorry. Warlock route, because...
See, I thought about that, but the hatchet is what changed my idea last minute. Because
mm-hmm.
Sorcerers, they ain't exactly weapon boys. Or not, you know, I mean Warlocks. Oh, no, never mind. Warlock, changing it. Pack to the great old one. Eldritch Boon is gonna be packed to the sword.
Okay.
But it's gonna be a hatchet.
Okay.
But the spells are gonna be floppy, but we're not really worried about spells. Eldritch Blast, I believe there's a way to change the damage type in one of the books mm-hmm. to fire damage.
Okay.
Maybe, I can't remember, or that might be homebrew, nonetheless.
Okay.
Something even that does that. And yeah, never mind. Outlander.
Okay.
Race. I was thinking Goblin because of the whole fire thing.
Do you want me to show you what he looks like? Because the fan base changed his appearance a lot from the story.
I don't want to see it, really.
All right. Well, I at least describe it for the people who don't know?
Yeah.
Where is my phone? Do you know where my phone is?
No.
Okay. It's not in my pocket.
Oh, well. Oh, it's right here.
There it is. Okay. Brody's got my phone. It's cool. So, he looks... I will describe him. Like... We're waiting for my phone to load. While we're waiting for my phone to load...
Do you have any witty commentary?
No. Talk about stats.
Stats? Oh, mm-hmm. Hands down. Balls to the wall constitution.
Okay.
Just to represent that this boy is a tank. Hold on. Oh, what's with the goggles?
I don't know. So he has...
Why don't you just put it in the video?
Yeah, I could, but...
Definitely Goblin.
For podcast purposes, I will describe him. He's wearing a hoodie. He has black bloody gloves. He has yellow-ish goggles. And he wears a mask with grinning teeth.
All right, and for you homeboys who want a too long, didn't listen version, all right, imagine like a very grungy hacktivist, but slash steampunk.
Basically.
That's actually pretty accurate.
Yeah.
With a little bit steampunk vibes. Not majority steampunk, but just hints of it.
Right.
All right, stats. Low wisdom.
Okay.
Low, we're going to say decent, actually, intelligence. Because obviously smart enough to be all like straight up, like... I'm gonna somehow set off buildings on fire.
And he did get away with murder, like, multiple times.
Yeah, so we'll say intelligence. Wisdom, because he failed his wisdom saving throw against being charmed. Or charisma saving throw, so his charisma's low.
Right.
Other than that, you know, because he didn't get along with anybody. So, I mean, it's this the creepypasta staple. Is like, hey, they have high physical stats, but very shitty mental stats. Like, is that going to switch up next week, do you think? Are you going to give me a character that's actually
intelligent? Yes, I'm going to give you a character that is intelligent.
Perfect. That'll be fun to deal with.
Not for the reasons that anybody would like, though.
Recap,
yes. All right. So, Tiki Toby. He is... Go Brody.
Tiki Toby is a warlock of the great old patron who his pact boon would be a hatchet and his background would be Outlander because he obviously lives in the woods now.
Mm-hmm.
Race, I was thinking goblin, but I'm going to switch it to half-elf.
Okay.
Reason being, or half-elf revenant, because revenant you pick a pre-existing race.
Right.
So... Was a half elf, now a revenant. Reason being is because he kind of feels like he didn't fit in.
Right.
Because he's like a thing of both worlds, as in he just was a little like odd. He got bullied.
Mm-hmm.
Betty was a good kid, you know, despite being psychotic. Tragic backstory. And I think that's pretty much it. That's all we covered.
Stats?
Oh, definitely. Strength. We'll say medium strength, like I'm saying like a 15, nothing too crazy. Okay. Same with Dex, nothing too crazy. Do you think he like hits with his axe or throws it, the hatchet?
I am not sure. That was never described. So.
Okay, 16 and 15, either in Dex or strength. You swap them how you see fit, whether he throws his axe or he chops with it. Constitution, 18. Intelligence, we'll say like 12.
Right.
Wisdom, 10. Charisma, 9.
Okay. All right. So, that's Tiki Toby. Yeah. Now, for next week, I'm going to have you try to guess the creepypasta. Okay. Well, he has two stories. Many channels have read his stories. He's a bit infamous, as well as his author. His author is called JC the Hyena. Huh. He's a hedgehog. And he's blue.
Oh, Sonic. Isn't this Sonic.exe or whatever?
Sonic.exe.